Well, in high school volleyball last night, the Corner Conference got their midseason tournament underway with first round action. It was Sydney defeating Clarinda Academy in three straight. East Mills took three out of four games from Fremont Mills. Stanton advancing with a three-game sweep over Heartland Christian. Essex, three games in a row over South Page, moving on as well. Also in high school cross country last night, Nottoway Valley hosting its cross country invitational, and Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley and Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley were winners on their home course as they won both the boys and girls races last night. On the boys' side, all seven of the Wolverine runners finished in the top 12. Bryson Wallace was third, Brayton Funk, Skyler Rawlings, Tyler Braheny, and Matthew Dickinson finished 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th in that race last night. Griswold's David Thompson was the runner-up behind Shane Braheny in that boys' race. Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley won the girls' race. Eva Fisk of Earlham was second. For Griswold, they had a couple of top 7 finishes. Anna Young placing 4th and Joanna Topham placing 7th overall in that race last night. Well, officials with the Griswold School District late yesterday afternoon said in a social media post that due to limited numbers and player injuries, the district feels that it's in the best interests of its football players and program to cancel this week's game at Earlham. Officials added that the district will continue to evaluate weekly and make determinations concerning any future games at a later time. Now, the Earlham School District first posted the change notice on its social media page. The district's said that this circumstance is especially disappointing because it was supposed to be Earling's homecoming game this week. It's an unfortunate situation that's out of the Earlham District's control. District officials also said all other homecoming activities planned for this week will take place as scheduled in the Earlham School District. So no football game this Friday night, Griswold at Earlham. Well, the Associated Press High School football poll for this week, out yesterday afternoon, looks this way. In 4A, it's West Des Moines Valley on top. West Des Moines Dowling right behind second place. Ankeny Centennial rated third this week. Lewis Central is up a notch to number 4 in this week's list. Iowa City High is ranked 5th. In 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is number 1 with Pella number 2. Norwalk is rated 3rd. Creston is ranked 4th. Carroll is number 5 this week. Glenwood in the top 10. They're at number 9 in this week's polling. Also in Class 2A, North Fayette is number 1 ranked with Union number 2. Boyden Hall Rock Valley is 3rd. Waukon 4th and Mount Vernon 5th. Kemper Catholic is number 7 in this week's poll. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is top rated with Pella Christian, Denver, Van Meter, and Madrid the top 5. In the Class A poll this week, it's St. Ansgar number 1, Gladbrook Rhinebeck number 2. St. Albert stays put in the number 3 spot with Algona Garrigan and West Sioux rounding out the top 5. In 8-man football this week, Fremont Mills remains the top-ranked team with Turkey Valley at number 2 in this week's polling. Audubon is number 3 in this week's poll as they switch spots with Jackson Junction this week with Turkey Valley. Harris Lake Park is 4th. Lone Tree is number 5. Bedford is rated 6th in this week's poll, while Coon Rapids Bayard checks in at number 8 once again in the 8-man poll this week. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones still plan to use 2 quarterbacks when they visit Oklahoma State in Big 12 conference play on Saturday. Joel Lanning went the distance in a 45-42 loss to nationally ranked Baylor, and Campbell says it was a matter of just staying with the hot hand.
He was playing at such a high rate, and those were tough calls to make because Jacob obviously was, you know, prepared to go into the football game, but I think those are calls that you have to, when you got two guys playing, you got to go, you know, and go with your gut sometimes too, and you got to kind of keep the flow of the game going.
Campbell says they still want to get Jacob Park some playing time. Improvement on offense starts with a running game that's averaging 176 yards in the last 3 games. Campbell says the offensive line is starting to make strides.
We're starting to get a lot more consistent play, you know, dealing with injuries and suspensions and all those kind of things that we had to deal with early on, I think really stymied our growth and what we want to do and how we want to play the game of football, and as well as the growth of those young men that are playing. I think those guys have made a lot of growth in the game, and Michael's playing better too.
Campbell says the Cyclones are also gaining confidence.
And they're making great progress, and it's fun to watch those guys right now starting to really gain some confidence. So a lot of work to be done, but there's a lot of confidence, I think, that's growing in our football program right now, and it's fun to watch those kids.
Oklahoma State is 3-2 after a 49-31 win over Texas, and Coach Mike Gundy says they'll face an improving Cyclone squad.
The team has gotten considerably better over the last couple weeks. after what I'm sure they would consider maybe a slow start, but made a few adjustments in their defensive structure and the way they're playing. Quarterback, they have a nice little running game with their package, and so we need a great week of practice like always, and go play hard on Saturday.
Gundy says it'll be a game matching a pair of improving defenses in Stillwater on Saturday. Well, Trevor Ryan was sitting in a dorm room at Northern Iowa watching Iowa State play Texas when he got the itch to play football again. Ryan had given up the game for a track scholarship with the Panthers, but when Ryan saw the Cyclones battle the Longhorns under the lights on national television, he realized he was letting his dream of playing at Iowa State pass him by. The Cyclones are thrilled that he did return. Ryan, a junior wide receiver, enters this weekend's game at Oklahoma State as the nation's leader in punt return average. He's averaging 22.3 yards on 7 returns. 4 of them have gone at least 25 yards, and he has a long of 55. Well, the Minnesota Vikings remain one of 2 undefeated teams in the NFC, and the first to open the season 4-0. The Vikes shut down Odell Beckham Jr. and scored 10 points off of 2 turnovers in a 24-10 win over the New York Giants last night. Beckham was held to 3 receptions for 23 yards, while fellow receivers Victor Cruz and Sterling Shepard managed just 80 receiving yards. Minnesota was able to move the ball on the Giants when they needed to. Sam Bradford was 26 of 36 for 262 yards, including a touchdown pass to tight end Kyle Rudolph for the third straight game. Matt Asiata and Jerick McKinnon each ran for a touchdown as the Vikings rushed for a season-high 104 yards. Eli Manning struggled for the 2-2 Giants, completing just 25 of his 45 passes for 261 yards and 1 interception. A reigning NFL MVP Cam Newton is uncertain for the Panthers game this Sunday against Tampa Bay. That's the word from Coach Ron Rivera, who says his star quarterback met with doctors a day after suffering a concussion in Sunday's loss to Atlanta. Newton was hurt when he inexplicably slowed down nearing the goal line on a 2-point conversion run and took a legal hit from linebacker Deion Jones. Over in Denver, Broncos coach Gary Kubiak says he's ready to go with quarterback Trevor Siemian in Sunday's game against the Falcons. However, Kubiak told a local radio station in Denver on one of his weekly radio show appearances Monday that Denver will take it day by day. Siemian injured his non-throwing shoulder during Sunday's win over Tampa Bay and was replaced by rookie quarterback Paxton Lynch, who threw for 170 yards. New York Jets cornerback Darrell Revis has a mild hamstring strain, and his status for Sunday's game is uncertain at Pittsburgh. Also, San Francisco star linebacker and defensive leader Navarro Bowman has been diagnosed with a torn left Achilles tendon. It's his second significant injury in less than 3 years. In the aftermath of a lopsided loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith acknowledged that you own this right now and you wear it and it stinks. The Chiefs will smell for quite a while. Their embarrassing 43-14 loss on Sunday night left them 2-2 through their first 4 games with more questions than answers heading into a week off. Their offense was inept, their defense was filleted by Ben Roethlisberger and company, and even their usually solid special teams were a stumbling mess. Smith was sacked 4 times by a Steelers defense that had just 1 through the first 3 games, and 1 week after picking off 6 passes and forcing 8 turnovers against the Jets, the Chiefs didn't force a single turnover against the Steelers. After a frantic finish to the regular season, it saw 3 teams clinch playoff berths on the final day. Major League Baseball takes a 1-day respite, and then the postseason begins tonight. The Blue Jays and the Orioles locked up their playoff spots Sunday. They'll get the postseason started with a single elimination wildcard game in Toronto tonight. The Blue Jays won the season series 10-9, but the Orioles won 2 of 3 in Toronto last week. Chris Tillman slated to start for Baltimore. Toronto will counter with Marcus Stroman. The National League wildcard game is tomorrow night in New York. The Mets hosting San Francisco. Noah Syndergaard will pitch for the Mets against Giants ace Madison Bumgarner. Also in baseball news, the Arizona Diamondbacks entered another rebuilding phase. They fired GM Dave Stewart and manager Chip Hale after a 69-93 season. Rick Renteria has been named the new manager of the Chicago White Sox, promoted from bench coach just a day after skipper Robin Ventura announced that he would not return to the job next season. Walt Weiss is out after 4 seasons as manager of the Rockies, who say the former shortstop decided to step down. They were 75-87 this year. And the Braves plan to interview former Major League skippers Bud Black and Ron Washington, in addition to giving interim bench boss Brian Snitker strong consideration to run the team in 2017. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.